Hi everyone, happy new year, happy 21. I wish you all the best for this year with loads of inspiration, good health and fast vaccinations. Welcome in this first episode of Stephen's Week in 2021, your weekly update on marketing and technology. And this week I'm going to talk about a promise that the government in Singapore is not keeping, about a strange evolution at Google and the massive growth of the Chinese Douyin. Welcome to this new episode, everyone. In Singapore, the police can now use the data from the COVID-19 tracing app. In the beginning of the pandemic, the government in Singapore promised their inhabitants that they would only use that data to track COVID-19 and not for anything else. So apparently they broke this promise, and the police can now dive into this data if they have a person of interest in a criminal investigation. They can track the behavior of that person. This is a new step with these tracing tools, a new step towards using them for surveillance. I wonder how people will react to that. You know, all the issues that we had in the US and in Europe about privacy with the tracing apps. This is, of course, the reason why we had that debate, because we do not want the data to be used for other sources. And this is a precedent now in Singapore. So let's hope it won't evolve any further in other markets. At Google, a number of employees show the intention to start with a union. Now, you don't, you know, think of Google and a union in the same sentence. So I was a little bit surprised when I read it, but it's a very interesting kind of union. It's not really focusing on the labor circumstances. No, it's an ethical union. They want to create a policy. They want to make sure that people at Google can decide on their own that they can refuse to work for a certain project if they believe that that project is not in line with the corporate values, or if that project is not good for the whole of society. So this is a union that is basically going to push the organization to have higher ethical standards. This is a union that is not primarily looking at, you know, the details of the labor circumstances, but this is a union that is going to use their power of the employees to try to create a better world thanks to the technology of Google. So I thought that was a pretty interesting step, and I'm very curious to see how this will evolve. Douyin is the Chinese version of TikTok. TikTok is not available in China, but is available everywhere else in the world. And Douyin is the same as TikTok, but then the Chinese version, which is not available in other markets. So Douyin is strictly Chinese, and they had a massive growth last year. They almost tripled their amount of users. They now have about 550 million Chinese users, monthly active users, that use the short form video app on a monthly basis. That's huge. That's about 67% of the mobile population in China. And in general, the whole usage in China of social media has boomed again last year. It had another increase of 7%, which means that today 97% of the Chinese online population is on social networks. That is an immense amount of people, and it shows that these platforms are like basic infrastructure in any country in the world, but especially in China. So guys, this was the first update of 2021. Thanks for watching. Please like the video if you enjoyed it, share it with your friends, subscribe to the channel, and I wish you a wonderful weekend. See you again next week. Bye-bye.